This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with, I was about to say Macca and Tass, but it's not, it's Fiona Paul and Tass. Our next guest is currently the chair of Chill Out, but also formerly the chair of Joy Radio, Stephen Duns. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, Tass. How are you going?
Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
When was the last time you were here?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. A little while ago, I think. Probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay, cool. And when were you last chair of the board here?
Yeah, I can't actually remember. I think it was around 10 years ago.
Were you doing a quick Google then, were you?
No. I'm not even sure I'd be there. No, because I moved out of Melbourne a few years ago, and so I can't even get, apart from... streaming, I can't get Joy Radio anymore where I live.
Where the hell do you live?
Between Kyneton and Daylesford.
Oh, that explains exactly. Why you're associated with Chill Out.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. Taking over from one community org to another.
That's right, yeah.
I'm looking forward to Chill Out this year. Tell us all about it. What are the highlights?
There are many highlights. I think a couple of them. One is the human rainbow that we're doing on the Saturday afternoon.
We've got tickets to do that.
Excellent, good, yeah.
You pay $10 to get a ticket and right. You get a T-shirt.
You get a T-shirt. I'm not actually sure if you choose it or whether
and
you're
allocated. And you
get to keep the T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. My partner organised tickets for us to do that.
So that's a fun thing to do and we will...
It sounds like a really daggy thing to do, right, doesn't it?
It's part of the Guinness Book of Records, so we will be creating a world record, no matter who turns up. So that's good.
So what number do you? This has never been done before.
Well, I think in Australia it's never been done before.
Right. Yeah. So it'll be an Australian record.
But don't you have another world record that you're trying to bust at Chill Out as well, which is the longest line of dancing drag queens?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Dolly Parton tribute.
And I have a vague feeling we've got to get to something like 150 or something for that. So that'll be huge fun as well. So there's lots of fun things. The other thing that's different this year is the carnival. We did a survey of people last year, and people loved it, but there was a couple of grumbles. So we're sort of, especially around the price, so it's only $20 this year.
Oh, thanks. Thank God for that.
Yeah, and for children and older people, it's... and people on...
older?
I don't know. Pensioners, I guess. I honestly don't know. Probably 65 plus. These sort of details are not my forte. But anyway, that's a gold coin donation. So that means also allowing BYO. We just got our BYO license. So that's a very different affair. It won't be quite as glamorous in terms of the presenters, but we're doing sort of back to the rural and regional thing with, fun things like gumboat throwing competition and the Dykes versus Puss.
That used to be its strength, though. That's the bit that I used to like about
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So that's what we're going back to. We're going back to that strength. And so that'll be huge fun, I think. And, of course, there's the Friday night, the disco, there's the Saturday night bush dance, and then all of the other usual ones. So it'll be a great weekend, yeah.
I know when Ian was going through the program and he was trying to work out what we might go to, in the end he had us going out to a disco every night of the week. I thought, well, I can't do that. That's ridiculous at our age.
That's right.
So it has actually grown a fair bit then.
Yeah, yeah. And the parade's going to be fantastic this year as well. I mean, it's always fantastic. Last year it was spectacularly
fun. The parade's on the Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. And, of course, that's a free event. But, you know, there were about 5,000 people watching. And then we had the largest ever number of people participating last year. I think there were 45. Whereas, you know, a few years ago, we were lucky to get 20. So we're doing well. It's going really well. And we have a new festival director, Michelle, and she's fantastic. And building on the great work of Marin. And so, yeah, it's all pretty exciting.
Excellent. So what sorts of numbers are you expecting and what sort of impact do you think this will have on the community?
Yeah, well, so that's a great question. There's about an impact of about 40,000 people within the area, and there's a huge impact economically on the area. And so Visit Victoria, the tourist people, they support us because it's a big event. In terms of the impact, that's a great question. I mean, they're really, what we try to do, the whole point of Chill Out is to allow people to celebrate being part of the rainbow communities in regional and rural areas, and so we're really focusing on that, and that's a, you know, that's a great thing. It's important. The number of people who suffer homophobic attacks, the number of people who have mental health issues relating to their gender or sexual identity is much higher in rural and regional areas. And so it's a time to allow people to celebrate all of that. So that's the impact. That's really important, yeah.
What would you say is the percentage of people that you receive from Melbourne who come to the event and the local? Because, I mean, I have been involved in local and regional events in the past, and it's always a bit of an achievement to actually get an equal number of people that are from the region as well as equal number of people from Melbourne. Is like this a highly desired amount, like percentages.
Can I just say before you answer that, if I want to catch up with my mates, I have to go to the Daylesford Carnival and Festival. Seriously, every year, that's how we catch up with our mates.
That's fantastic, though.
It used to be Carnival, like Midsummer Carnival, but for some reason, you know, people my generation have all moved to Daylesford.
It's the best thing to do. All the best people have done it.
It's a lovely spot.
Okay, go back to Fiona's question.
Yeah, sure. So we don't actually have a target. Of course, we do want to attract people from around the regional areas. So one of the fabulous taglines of Chill Out is Queer Country Pride, and we take that very seriously, and we want people to be proud of who they are living in rural and remote areas or regional areas. And so the last time we did a survey that I recall, it was about 70% of people came up from Melbourne.
70?
Yeah.
That's substantial.
Yeah. But still, there's a whole heap of people. We're trying to do a whole range of things. Kawinjibara is a little town near Daylesford, and the reserve there have said that any young person can come and camp there for free. So that's fantastic because it allows more younger people to get up there. We'll be providing a bus from there into Daylesford.
That's right, because, you know, accommodation in Daylesford is not cheap.
Exactly, yeah.
And also you have to book for two nights. I used to live in Daylesford, so I know the drill quite a bit. So having a place where people can camp affordably is fantastic.
Yeah, especially for young people. So yeah. We do have a couple of priorities, and one of them is to make it more accessible for younger people. There's a lot of evidence that shows that younger people are more exposed in terms of some of the homophobia around the place, but also to other members of our rainbow communities. Families and young children with young children, and obviously trans people and other people from the rainbow community. So we are trying to make sure that the needs of all those people are met as far as we possibly can, making it much more accessible.
And I noticed that your festival ambassador this year is Catherine Woolgram.
Yeah.
She is, for listeners who don't know, she's a proud transgender woman and a pioneer for positive change in the transgender community.
Yeah. She's a wonderful person. Yeah. Really fabulous, yeah. So we're very pleased and proud to have her as our ambassador this year.
That's exciting. Do you have different ambassadors every year?
We have had, that's right, yeah. We don't necessarily need to change them, but they just sort of happen to have this year, yeah.
All right, well, it's fantastic to have her on board. And then there's so many other wonderful things. Bob Down.
Yeah, that's right. That'll be fun. Yeah.
I was at a festival once and we couldn't leave. I was at Meredith one year and we couldn't leave because
Bob's everywhere.
Bob Down had parked his car in front of our campsite. We couldn't move our cars. That was weird.
Hope you let the tyres down.
Yeah. Yeah, so he'll be fun and you know, add a bit of joy to the whole occasion, yeah.
And then you've got a Bette Midler tribute.
Yeah, yeah.
Which will be really fantastic. And the spokesperson for that is Maureen Andrews.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, Bette Midler has done a whole heap of for the rainbow communities in as part
of
her work and career as well. So it's lovely, yeah. Along with Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Stephen, talk to us a bit about what the Daylesford, I was going to say Indigenous community, but I don't mean that. I mean, what do the locals feel about this? And,
yeah.
And what's the experience that they have and what's the attitude that they have to both the festival but also to the LGBTI community on slaughtering their community?
Yeah, so I guess to be honest, there's a range of responses. Some people are completely welcoming and embracing and love the fact that there's a whole heap of fun things going on for the weekend. And some people put their house on Airbnb and run away. So
they want the money, but they don't want to participate.
Yeah, sometimes. But you know, one of the other great things we're doing, I think on the Thursday, is an event at Hepburn House, the aged care facility.
Oh, fantastic!
Where and they a year or two ago got the rainbow tick for the work that they do, and in fact got 45 licensed specifically for LGBTI, and they're building a new facility for that. So that's pretty exciting, and so that's part of, you know, engaging with the older community and all those sort of things, because I guess there is a bit of a tendency to think that perhaps the older community might be a little bit more resistant than younger ones, but I'm not sure about that.
I've just been informed by one of our listeners that Joy's going to do an outside broadcast.
That's right. There's an OB this year. Yeah.
So will that be from Carnival or from some other part of the...
To be honest, I'm not 100%
not really sure.
Actually, it says here, we have a message that Chill Out Carnival Day on Sunday, Joy will have an outside broadcast, which will be live from 12 to 2 Sunday.
Yeah. Last year, Joy was there for the parade and they did a live thing across there. But yeah, that's right. They're doing an OB there this year, which is great.
It is. It's I mean, there are people that travel from around the world to go to Mardi Gras and then come down for Chill Out. Now, I don't know if that still is a sort of like a wonderful rite of where people are going and travelling and seeing the best of so much of Australia, everything from the streets of Sydney to Daylesford. It's a wonderful way, if you can afford the time, to just waft between festival and festival.
It sounds like a bit of fun.
It does. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm looking very forward to it. I'm it's, you know, we tend to come up most years. It's sort of accessible, it's easy, it's an hour and a half drive from Melbourne. It sort of works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What are you saying here?
So I just want to make sure that we talk about the Raising Rainbow Initiative of Chill Out, which is where we are using... We don't make a huge amount of money at Chill Out. I think last year we had a surplus of about $5,000, but that money goes to our Raising Rainbow Initiative, which is where we pay for a flagpole and a rainbow flag to go into schools.
Oh, right.
Oh, fantastic.
And, yeah, and so that creates a whole heap of dialogue and conversation and pride for LGBTIQ plus people in schools, in regional areas. And, you know, the first flag raising ceremony is really heartwarming and exciting. And so that's an initiative of, you know, the people I inherited that.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah, it's really exciting.
I have attended the flag raising ceremony that City of Port Phillip do.
Yeah, right.
And they do that at the beginning of Midsummer Carnival.
Yeah.
And so everybody turns up and the mayor turns up and the CEO and the community and they pull the flag up and say a few little speeches, have a cup of tea and then go home.
Yeah, so we do it at schools, the Taradale Primary School, the Gisborne Secondary College, Castlemaine High School, just a few. There's one down in Trafalgar and Gippsland, one over in Horsham. So it's a really fabulous initiative. And because
I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah.
I think we should get you back into the studio.
Sure, yeah, I'd be very happy to talk about that.
And to really talk about, you know, what impact that is having.
Absolutely.
And perhaps if you could you know, do a bit of research between now and then and sort of try to actually get a sense of what the community's reaction to it might be.
That's Well, we know that 80% of bullying for young children comes through school, and so we're wanting to do something about that.
Mm. Mm.
Fantastic.
The important thing.
Stephen, thank you very much for coming
great,
to this
thank
year.
You.
Great to see you back in your old stomping ground.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Yeah.
No doubt we'll see you somewhere in Dalesford.
Yeah, we'll
in
see
a few
you
weekends time.
At Chill Out.
Yeah, good on
Hope
you.
Hope to see everyone at Chill Out.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.